Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Here we are on the eve of St. Nicholas. Of course, he didn't always look like our red-coated Santa. The one I grew up with had a fluffy white beard down to his waist, heavy white eyebrows, wearing a bishop's mitre with a cross on the front, a long orange cape edged in gold, and on his back a huge bag of toys, and leaning on a carved staff. No sign of any reindeer. When I was a very little girl, there would be a knock on the door. It was my father, of course, but it took me a while to work that out, and I'd hear a deep voice asking if I'd been a good girl. My parents then took me to the door where we found a sack of potatoes on the mat. What does that mean? I asked. It means you've been a bit naughty, but had you been really bad, you would have been left some pieces of coal. Talk about traumatizing children. But then they sugared the pill by saying that he was bound to have left me something nice because I was mostly a good little girl and I was to go and look around the outside of the house in case he had left me anything. Sure enough, there was a little present tucked into the outer windowsill, and I looked forward to that every year. We have something nice to look forward to this weekend. You may have noticed over the last few weeks a handsome young man with wavy brown hair has been smiling from posters all over the area. His name is Amaury Vassili. His show is A Piano and My Voice, and they'll be appearing at the Centre Culturel et Sportif at Florence on Saturday at 8:30. Amaury Vassili Chotard is a French opera tenor whose debut album Vincero in 2009 went double platinum in France. He sang with the divine Welsh soprano Catherine Jenkins, the opera singing Margot Robbie lookalike aka Barbie, and in 2011 he took part in the Eurovision Song Contest. For details, ring 0562 640000. But before that, there's a choice of markets to go to. Terrob, starting at 4 on the 9th and ending with a concert in the Salle du Château. Which means you could visit the Marché, at least to see the lantern procession, meet Father Christmas, gulp down some oysters and duck before whizzing down to Florence for Monsieur Vassili. Then there is the Nicolas Tage, which means the Days of Nicholas, bringing us a German Christmas, on the 9th and 10th in Lectoure. Starting on the Saturday with a gingerbread workshop showing us how to make pain d'épices or les Pfuffen. There'll be German stalls to wander around in, and at 7 you sit down to a proper German meal. On Sunday the 10th, there'll be more of that, culminating in a concert at 4:30 with the Accord et Armes Choir, conductor David Lauer, in the Church of Saint-Esprit. Which should give you time to head back to Terrob, where that wonderful singing duo, Philippe Candelin and Barbara Scaff, who in the 90s were the Sony and Cher of French TV, and in the last few summers have been performing at the Sauneuf venue, well, they'll be bringing us a magical evening of Christmas songs at the Terrob Church. To book, 06 10 02 30 73. And importantly, the church will be heated. And there's one more market that you have to fit in, particularly since we've already mentioned Barbie. At the Marché de Noël, at La Sauvetat on the 10th, you will have a special chance to view a unique collection of Barbie dolls, which Virginie Mourte started as a little girl and is showing to the public for the very first time in this year of Barbie. So you really mustn't miss it.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.
Have a great week.